Lesson 25, Lucifer Has Fallen. This lesson begins on page 179 of your book. This audio text version contains the reading of any listed footnotes. One major source of confusion within biblical circles is the fate of Satan. We read in Genesis, at how he came to Eve, and deceived her. Footnote number 149, Genesis, chapter 3, verses 1 through 13. Please read this passage from your own Bible. God placed a punishment upon him at that time, but it only restricted him, as to how he might appear before men, in the physical realm. Footnote number 150, Genesis, chapter 3, verse 14. So the Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, cursed are you above all livestock and all wild animals. You will crawl on your belly, and you will eat dust all the days of your life." End of footnote. Satan was constrained to appearing in the form of a serpent. Clearly, we know Satan has done this. We can see the evidence in the worship of a serpent in many ancient cultures, like the Aztecs. God also said he would place permanent enmity between mankind and Satan, and his offspring. Footnote number 151, Genesis, chapter 3, verse 15. Nowhere in Genesis does it state that Satan was removed from having full access to heaven. The 12th chapter of Revelation tells us, there will be war in heaven at some point in time. It is after this war, when Satan and his angels get defeated, that Satan gets tossed out of God's presence, permanently. We can determine from the Apostle John's own words, a timetable. We read that the revelation he recorded was given to him by Jesus Christ himself. Footnote number 152, Revelation, chapter 1, verse 1. The revelation from Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his servants what must soon take place. He made it known by sending his angel to his servant John. End of footnote. We know from studying history that John wrote the book of Revelation while imprisoned on the Isle of Patmos. John died there at the age of 90. At the time of his writing, the revelation was for future events. Thus, assuming John was about 10 years younger than Jesus, his life ended around 100 AD. This war in heaven, as foretold in Scripture, could not have occurred before this point in time. The words of Christ are clear: when the signs foretold in Revelation began to emerge, those seeing them would instantly know that his second coming was near, even right at the door. Footnote number 153, Matthew, chapter 24, verse 33. So you too, when you see all these things, recognize that he is near, right at the door. End of footnote. We are only now seeing the coalescing of the prophecies of John. Therefore, the war spoken of in the 12th chapter could not yet have occurred. This is proof that Satan was not tossed out of heaven prior to John recording the book of Revelation. The fact that most of the prophecies of his book are spoken in the present tense doesn't mean they have already happened. No, John was bodily propelled into the future and shown the events firsthand. They are yet in the future. Satan, at the time this book is being written, still has full access to God. Scripture tells us, Satan comes before God night and day to accuse followers of his Son, Jesus Christ. Footnote number 154, Revelation, chapter 12, verse 10. For the accuser of our brethren has been thrown down, he who accuses them before our God, day and night. End of footnote. Satan is still before Almighty God, accusing us daily, the Bible says, 24/7. We know this from biblical advice, given to us from what Peter wrote, "Be of sober spirit, be on the alert. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour." Footnote number 155, 1 Peter, chapter 5, verse 8. Anyone who is trying to earnestly live a life as a light for Christ in this world of darkness knows that Satan, and his evil empire, is real. They suffer the attacks of those offended by the light, driven by the forces of Satan. Thus, we see in the 12th chapter of Revelation, that the forcible removal of Satan from heaven, is yet a future event. The question before us now is, when will this war in heaven take place? Jesus himself gave us the answer, by issuing a key warning, for those living in Israel. Listen to his words. Therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation, which was spoken of through Daniel the prophet, standing in the holy place, let the reader understand, then those who are in Judea must flee to the mountains. Footnote number 156. Matthew, chapter 25, verses 15 and 16. As mentioned, this event will happen on June 7, 2037. This is the prophesied date for the setting up of an idol in the Holy of Holies by the Antichrist. It is the third wake-up call on the master grid. When the Jews of the world witness this event, they are to realize the gravity of their situation and immediately flee to a place prepared for them in the Judean mountains. John describes what the nation is required to do. Then the woman fled into a deserted area, where she had a place prepared by God, so that there she would be nourished for 1260 days. Footnote number 157, Revelation, chapter 12, verse 6. The Bible describes the nation of Israel as a woman, as her main role in human history was to birth his son. Biblical scholars believe this deserted and secluded area is the ancient city of Petra. The word for deserted area is Er Imos, and means desolate, isolated, secluded. It's the same word used to describe Jesus going into the wilderness following his baptism. Petra is an abandoned city in southern Jordan, just across the border from Israel, in the Judean mountains. If you've seen the Indiana Jones movies, then you've seen Petra. God commands that all who see the Hebrew temple Holy of Holies, polluted by the Antichrist, to immediately flee to Petra. This will be their only chance to escape the grasp of Satan. While there, they will be nourished until Christ himself returns for them, 1260 days later, on November 17, 2040. John goes on to tell us the timing for the war in heaven. It will take place a short time following the fleeing of the Hebrews into the secluded place, immediately beginning at the third wake-up call. Listen now to Revelation, chapter 12, verse 7. And there was war in heaven, Michael and his angels waging war with the dragon. The dragon and his angels waged war. Footnote number 158. The verse is specific. The archangel Michael and his angels will be fighting to throw Satan out of heaven. The dragon and his angels are going to fight back to avoid being removed. It's described as a war. Just like with the tempting of Christ, this war has a duration. It begins shortly after the day the Antichrist places the idol in the most holy place of the temple. It ends on July 23, 2037. John tells us in the war, the dragon and his allies weren't strong enough, and there was no longer found for them any place in heaven. Footnote number 159, Revelation, chapter 12, verse 8. This was a nice way of saying Satan and his angels were defeated. Next, John describes what happened in Revelation, chapter 12, verse 9. And the great dragon was thrown out, the serpent of old, who is called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. Footnote number 160. After finding no room in heaven, Satan and his angels had to go somewhere. John describes the action as being thrown out. The word used is eblithe, and means to be thrown out, cast away. To ensure the readers understood who he was talking about, John uses the three main names for Satan, the devil. He is the person responsible for leading all of humanity into sin. The word for deceives is, plernan, and means, to cause to lead astray. It's interesting, that God didn't toss Satan out of heaven, immediately upon deceiving Eve. Clearly, the devil wasn't removed, at that time. God allowed Satan access to his presence, over the past 6,000 years. This, despite Satan's actions, led directly to the fall of all mankind. So, where will Satan go? John answers this question in the rest of verse 9. He was thrown down to the earth, and his angels were thrown down with him. End of footnote. Footnote number 161, Revelation, chapter 12, verse 9. The word for earth is, oikoumenon, which translates, the land that is inhabited. That means us. Satan will be tossed out of heaven directly into the lap of mankind. It seems the final straw will be when Satan gets the Antichrist to put an idol in God's Holy of Holies, inside the temple. The timing for this event is biblically and historically fascinating as well. After the signing of the peace treaty, God is going to place two witnesses on the Temple Mount to protect the rebuilt temple from being damaged or destroyed by anyone who might seek to do harm. The Bible tells us that they will be there for 1260 days. Footnote number 162, Revelation, chapter 11, verse 3. And I will appoint my two witnesses, and they will prophesy for 1260 days, clothed in sackcloth. End of footnote. They will be clothed in sackcloth. Sackcloth is symbolic of repentance, humility, and austerity. The witnesses will be calling the world to all three things during the time of their ministry. In order to calculate the timing of their appearance, we must first determine the date of their demise. And to do that, we must study the week, commonly known as Holy Week. Jesus entered Jerusalem on Palm Sunday, March 29, 33. He then explored the temple grounds with his disciples. He came back the next day, Monday, March 30, 33, and cleaned out the temple, chasing away the money changers and merchants. On Tuesday, March 31, 33, Jesus taught in the temple. Very little is told to us about Wednesday. The only reported event was the plotting of the betrayal of Jesus by Judas. Thursday saw Jesus and his disciples hiding in seclusion. Footnote number 162, the end is near. Jefferson Seal, chapter 7, Holy Week. End of footnote. Friday was when Jesus was captured and crucified. Saturday, he was in the tomb. And on Sunday, April 5, 33, was the day he was resurrected. Each of these days form a template for the actions of the Antichrist, which in turn point to Satan. Lesson 25, Questions for Discussion. Question 1, the Apostle John reports seeing Satan fall to earth. Explain how this can be true. Question 2, why does God tell the Jews in Israel to flee to the mountains of Judea? Question 3, there will be war in heaven. What is the purpose of this war? Question 4, God will place two witnesses on the Temple Mount. Why is he going to do this? Question 5, explain why Satan will be forcibly removed from heaven. Discuss reasons for his exit. Chapter 5, Study Notes. This space is reserved and available within your book to make any notes you might want to record concerning any material from Chapter 5. Chapter Memory Verse, Matthew, Chapter 4, Verse 10. Then Jesus said to him, Go Satan. For it is written, You shall worship the Lord your God, and serve him only. We recommend committing this verse to memory. Simply write it out on a flashcard, with the biblical reference on one side, and the verse, on the other. God blesses those who hide the word of the Lord in their heart. Congratulations on finishing chapter 5. When you're ready, you can proceed on to Chapter 6, Unholy Week. If you're listening using the website, just hit the back button twice on your browser to return to the table of contents page. Then click on the button adjacent to Chapter 6. Next, click on the adjacent blue box, for Chapter 6, on Holy Week. When it opens, click on the teal colored box entitled, Chapter 6 Overview, to hear an introduction for the chapter. If you're listening to the book on a computer or tablet, manually selecting which lesson to listen to next, click on the File Explorer to pull up the thumb drive menu. Then, click on the box for Chapter 6, labeled 6.0, on Holy Week, to hear the next lesson.